Right now, let's bring the man in who gives us the details in the world of weather. W.O.W. Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you, Marshall. And we have to start with the most important news first, and that is the fact that the town where my cabin is has issued the permit to build out.
There you go.
So that occurred yesterday. Thank God for that. It's all done. So I'm happy about that. And I believe they're going to be starting to work very shortly. We'll find out. Weather-wise, well, Hurricane Fiona is not a major hurricane. Cat 4, 135-mile-per-hour winds. And moving away from the Turks and the Caicos and moving toward Bermuda. Just how close it comes to Bermuda will determine how bad it could be. But the thing that bothers me right now, it looks to me like the eye is going to go just to the west of Bermuda. And we all know that the eastern semicircle of any tropical system contains most of the rain and wind. So how close it passes to the west of Bermuda is a very important thing. And that will happen sometime later tomorrow. So we'll have more details on that as it works northeastward. Now we have Tropical Storm Gaston, that is in the North Atlantic, moving northeastward away. We have another system that's developing just to the east of the Leeward Islands, and that could be the next one. I believe it's Hermine or Hermine. I don't know how you pronounce that. I think it is. I'm not even sure. Do you know how you would pronounce that?
Hermione is, or how's it spelled?
Let's see. I'm looking to see how the National Weather Service. It is spelled H-E-R-M-I-N-E.
I would say Hermione. Remember the famous person, Hermione Gingold, the comic character. So
yeah.
That's the only reason. It's not a scientific reason, or it's not an intelligent reason, but that's the only reason I would say Hermione. Hermione Gingold.
Okay, so that's what I think that will be named. And that we have to watch. And a reason for it, I looked at like the three models this morning. That is the Canadian, the American, and the Euro. It's a tropical system. We all know that you can't possibly predict long range what will happen to a tropical system, but the models try. Now, the American GFS model brings it into the Gulf of Mexico and then sort of stretches it out east and stays to our south. The Canadian model brings it smashing into the Gulf Coast. And the European model brings it across Florida and up the East Coast.
Wow.
So all three models, completely different scenario. So we're just going to leave that on the back burner for now and not worry about it and concentrate on the fact that today is the last summer day of 2022, partly sunny, mid-70s. Someone questioned me this morning and said, well, you said it's the last summer day, but technically tomorrow is. I said, well, no. And they said, well, you know, fall doesn't arrive till 9 something tomorrow night. So, you know, again, during the day tomorrow, it's still summer. I said, yes, but you have to consider, quote, day as up to midnight. You know, that's when the day changes or the date changes. So basically, we had a small little tiff there. But I think tonight showers will come in after midnight, well after midnight. Low 60s, we will have showers, and there could be some late clearing Thursday. Mid-60s for the high. We drop to the 40s Thursday night. Partly sunny with a cool wind, mid-60s Friday. Sunny Saturday, mid-60s. Saturday morning could be the coldest morning, where we'll see some 30s. And then on Sunday, you'll start with a little sun. The clouds come in, and by later in the day, a chance of showers. And showers will be with us from late Sunday into early next week.
Now, are we, is this a Are we going to now probably stay with the majority of fall type temperatures from now on, do you think?
No.
Okay.
Nope. I see us going right back into the 70s. You know, we'll have cool downs from time to time, but this is not in any way. I mean, this is like a two-day cool spell. You know, and then it miles right up again, because Sunday our temperature should be about 70, maybe even 75, depending upon how quick the clouds move in. So, you know, at this time of the year, the normal is what? The normal 74.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll be right back to seasonable temperatures come Sunday, and maybe even Monday as well. And 52 is the normal low. So there we have that with the weather, the tropics, the permit for the cabin. And as you all know, I announced a while back that this is my last movie. And, you know, all I can tell you, Marshall, is that things keep happening that just reinforce that. Nothing happens to actually make me back off and say, well, maybe I'll do another one next year. Nope. Got an email this morning from a good friend of mine who is got a very small part in the movie this Saturday. He sent me an email saying that he doesn't pretend to be an actor. He did it for fun. He read the part. He looked at it. So he surely agrees. Yeah, Shirley in the background. He probably saw a squirrel. There's no way he's playing the part. So it is literally 4 days before we're ready to shoot, and he opted out. So guess who's going to have to do that?
You.
You got it. There's nobody. Now, where am I supposed to find somebody?
How big of a part was it?
I would say the first. It's like divided into two portions. The first portion, there's about four lines, and they're divided apart. They're, you know, single lines,
right.
So they're not like, you know, one after the other. And in the second part, there's about four lines, but it's a paragraph. That's it.
So it's not much work at all.
No, and that's why I'm really, really upset and angry. So, you know what? Later for it. That, you know what? I'll do it. I'll step in. I have no choice. Again, what do I do? Pick somebody in the thin air? No. So I'm going to have to, I have no choice. Put the camera on a tripod, put it on a wide shot, and I say good luck. Because I have nobody to do camera either.
Amazing.
So this is just, you know, weekend after weekend, nothing but heartaches. And I don't need it. So,
all right,
like I said, just reinforcing my thinking.
Okay, so I want to go back to the hurricane. That one.
Yes.
I'm going to change my mind on that because Hermione Gingold, I looked up the correct spelling.
Okay.
The correct spelling of it is H-E-R-M-I-O-N-E, Hermione.
Oh, for Hermione, okay.
Hermione. So I withdraw my 100% feeling that the hurricane's Hermione. I'll still leave a 50-50 chance that's what the name is. But do you remember Hermione Gingold at all? She was.
I do. Yeah.
Broad.
Isn't that funny that I do?
An English actress. She was basically. She was a child actress who went on, and because her voice was something was wrong with her vocal cords. I forget what it was, but she became a success. She became a successful actress, and Hermione Gingold. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm looking at, you know, the Hurricane Center chart, and they sometimes, you know, they in parentheses they put how you pronounce it, you know, phonetically, but they don't do that. They just have H-E-R-M-I-N-E, Hermine.
Yeah,
Hermine, exactly. Hermine. Let's see if Google, how do you, Google may do it, pronounce H-E-R-M-I-N-E. How to say Hermione? Ready?
Mm-hmm. Huh.
I don't hear anything.
Almost it did say it does.
I don't hear anything.
Yes. Me. No. The E at the end is sometimes silent when you just talk. The H is definitely silent. Hermine. Hermine. It'd be fine in English to say it as Hermine. Hermine. From French. Hermine. And now you know. Here are more videos on how to pronounce more interesting.
Hermine. The H is silent. Hermine. Okay. That's what Google says. Hermine.
Okay. All right. Well, I do. I do. I take it. There we go. Hermine. Well, anyways, we settled that.
You know
that.
What? We could pronounce it any way we want. That's exactly. We may just want to say it, when and if they give it a name, and I'm sure it's going to be soon. We'll just say Hurricane H. How's
there
that?
You go. You got it. Okay, P. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
I'm Pat McGannell this morning in the Weather Center here on The Breakfast Club.
Robin Hood Radio is WHDD AM and FM Sharon, WBSL FM Sheffield, and WLHV FM Annandale on Hudson.